Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am Miss Sammy Brooks, your host, and my sexy, sexy, sexy Miss co-host, Sierra DeVay, is right next to me. Well, virtually and through the phone line.
I'm here in spirit.
You
and
are.
Here in voice.
You are, yes. And any of you listening, she has the chat room open on Dollhouse Radio because I'm a dork face and have not really figured out that whole point of view yet. She said POV point of view. So how have you been, darling? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I have been absolutely fabulous.
Nice.
But then I'm always absolutely fabulous. So
this is why we get along, because we're always fabulous. We are. We're always happy-go-lucky.
Yes.
Having fun.
I'm absolutely fabulous and happy to not be snowed in anymore, because 2 days of being snowed in was enough. So.
Oh, you did get snowed in?
We totally got snowed in. Oh my God.
Sucks.
They said, they were like Saturday, oh, you're going to get like 2-3 inches of snow. It turned out to be between 8 and 10 inches of snow.
Oh.
We literally couldn't leave the house.
Oh.
It was bad.
Well, you kind of could have, if you wanted to spin around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but it was like coming down like all day long. I mean, you really couldn't even
really
see. So it was a great day to be drinking in the house and sitting in front of the fireplace.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Okay. I know James is like going to kick my ass when I say this, but I miss seeing the snow. Like, I know James is listening. He's like, oh, Sammy, shut up. shut up.
Yep, ready to kill you. Actually, you know, on the weekend,
like,
it's actually not that bad because you really don't have any place that you really have to go, you know. So you can actually sit and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But during the week, I mean, it's just like, oh, God, I have plans now. I really got to get out in this stupid stuff. So but on the weekend, it's really pretty fun. I watched a bunch of movies, you know.
Oh, nice.
Sat on the couch with my
Well,
dog.
You know, at least it's, like, tapering off way over on your guys' side of the neck of woods over there because it was horrible. Like, last time I talked to James, it was, like, what, 4 degrees, I think he said, when he did the cooking show with me last, show, oh, my gosh, the cocktail show last Monday. Yeah, it was, like, 4 degrees, and I was, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's, like, 68 right now here. And I know
well,
under
you know,
his breath,
he's in
he was
New York,
probably saying,
he got,
right.
Yeah, he's in New York, so he's getting, like, a lot worse than what we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, as far as, like, sorry, everybody. Everybody who is getting snow on the East Coast, Virginia is really not getting that much. This was like our first really big one. Of course, being this is a southern state, if we even think it's going to close, everything gets shut down here. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Everything
That's
shuts down. Even if it's just a dusting, they'll be like, okay, all the schools are closed. The whole city's closed. Government's closed today. And you're like, and then by noon, it's like all melting. I'm like, seriously? You all closed for this?
Right? Government shut down in Virginia.
This is a southern state.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
my
gosh. So even this morning, even though it didn't snow, but because there's snow on the ground, schools opened like 3 hours late today.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. Yeah.
You know, they just wanted to sleep in. Them damn teachers
like,
just
oh,
wanted
I
to do a little
earlier.
Sleeping in. Yeah, they're like, you know what? Let's stay up late tonight because I know tomorrow we're going to be late for school.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny.
That is funny. So before we get to our fun, you know, little topic that I decided to come up with, our drunk moments, which is going to be absolutely entertaining because I know we got some fun to talk about. Let me get to the Dollhouse Radio announcements with Miss Sexy Angela. Angela, I want you to take it away, you sexy, sexy mama.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Well, goodness, thank you, Sexy Angela. I just love that voice. Every time I
she
hear
does
her
have
voice,
a great
I'm
voice.
Just like, yeah, I'm just like, oh, so sexy.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of like mellows you out, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're just like all relaxed listening to her. Like, she should seriously do like that verified phone sex, the verified call. She mm-hmm. would make bank because she'd have the boys going. And the girls, obviously.
Yeah. Definitely. We're sitting here vibing on her voice.
I know, right? I'm like, I could totally listen to her all day long. Angela,
we
love you. I wonder
if she gets people like calling her phone just to listen to her voicemail.
Right?
Like, I just wanted to hear your voicemail. Actually, you know, that sounds like a drunk call. Doesn't it?
I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, in my 20s. Okay, now we're going to get into the drunk moments, everybody listening. And if you do want to call in and give us your input on any drunken moments that you've had, embarrassing or not, or just plain damn sexy, you can call us at 646-595-4038, but make sure you press 1. If you don't press number 1, you're just going to sit there and listen to us. But now, so I've done that where I think I was like 20 or 21 years old, and I was into this dude, and I was like calling his voicemail because his voice was so sexy. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. you know, I just got to keep listening to it. I'm like, this man is just sexy. And he
oh my God.
Was obviously older than me. And mm-hmm. so I would call, and, you know, in that time, day and age, thank God there was not, you know, numbers popping up on house phones at that time. Because that would have been really embarrassing.
This is before ID. Uh-huh. Oh, God, you got lucky.
Yeah. Right? Seriously. That would have been really embarrassing. Like, I did learn the hard way after all that caller ID shit came into effect. And it was like, okay, you know what? No. No, okay, I learned the lesson. I ain't doing it. What about, have you done any of those, like, listen to somebody's voice or their, what do you call it? Voice or not?
I have to admit, I have never just called to listen to someone's voicemail.
I did. I was
that's
stupid.
That's not a moment for me. I've never done that. I'm like trying to think any time where I would actually just call just to listen.
I know, and I would literally
hang up
right when it would like end. I would hang up because mm-hmm. his voice was so sad. But then, you know, I was 20 or 21. I can't remember. I was young, mm-hmm. dumb, and you know, stupid.
I mean, just imagine when they're listening to their voicemail afterwards, they're like, click, click. Who keeps calling and hanging up? You know, it's kind of crazy.
Right? I don't even remember the dude's name either. That's funny. Yeah, that's really bad. If I don't remember a guy's name, which I'll tell you a little story in a little bit, I'll remember. There's a few names I kind of forgot. Sorry, guys, mm-hmm. if you are listening, I completely apologize. You know, we've had great times and it was a great lay, but I forgot your name.
Okay, I totally do that, and I sometimes don't even bother to try to remember their names.
Right?
I'm like, yeah, that dude. Yeah, it was great. That was fun. I won't even do it again, but am I trying to remember his name? Not really. Such a dude. Like, no, didn't even bother to remember. I just know that whenever I get drunk that you're the person I call.
Or what about, okay, what about the time, okay, like, we've all had our one-night stands. I've had a couple.
A one-night stand? Who does that? I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, back in the day, but the best part is when you get drunk, and it's even worse when you're the bartender, and you are not even working that night, and you come mm-hmm. into the establishment, and you get drunk, and you see somebody, you're like, damn, you are hot. And you go home and you have one hell of a night of sex. And I'm going to tell you what, this man, oh my Lanta, he must have been like 15 years older than me at the time, too. Because, mm-hmm. you know, of course I lied. And I was like, oh, this man is hot. I was like, I just want to take him home. I just want to fuck the shit out of him, or not go to my home. Fuck the shit out of him, never call him again. A freaking idiot came into my work the next day and he's like, so did you enjoy last night? And I'm looking at him like, holy fuck, that was
who
you.
Who are you?
Yeah, like,
okay, wait a minute.
I don't even know
like,
your name.
Like, holy fuck, it was you, or who are you?
Kind of both.
And then the other question is, did he look as good that next day as he did the night before?
Yeah, he did. He did. He was dressed in a business suit, very clean cut. I mean, and tipped me even better the next day. So I was like, huh, maybe I should try and remember his name.
I assume he did not pay with a credit card.
No, damn it.
Only he paid with a credit card. I have to admit, I'm one of those loving drunks, so.
Yeah, are you?
I'm one of those loving drunks, so yes, I've had plenty of one-night stand, and usually, you know, kick them out before the sunrise kind of girl.
You know what? Isn't that the best? It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, it's time to go. We just had our fun. Okay, now go. Go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Go bye-bye.
Bye.
You're fired.
Bye-bye. It was great. And then it always happens to me where, like, a couple of days later, or I'm at a bar. I'm at that same bar maybe a month or two later, and they're just, like, coming up to me, and I'm like, who are you? We
right.
did what? And I'm not shy about it. I'll be like, who are you?
Yeah, right?
And I don't feel embarrassed. That's what when you don't feel embarrassed, it makes them a little bit embarrassed, and then they're like, well, maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it was. No, I just don't remember. Was I drinking at the time? So, no, I don't remember you. It's all a blur.
Oh, my gosh. Blurry moments are sometimes the best moments, especially
uh-huh.
for people who have the moments, which I've always been really, really careful. I mean, of course, I'm married now, so I can't get away with it anymore. But,
mm-hmm.
well, wait. We'll see how he acts this weekend. I don't know. I'm kidding. But, you know, you hear people all the time, they'll have their moments drinking, and they go out and they pick somebody up and they take them home and they wake up the next morning with them and they're like, why didn't I put a flipping bag over that bitch's head? You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm,
yeah, I've had that
men,
one too.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've had, yeah, we've all been there.
I have
that.
A really bad one on that one that, you know.
Oh, tell me.
Taught me a lesson.
Uh-oh. Tell me. I want to
okay,
hear it. I want to hear the juiciness.
I was about 20. You know, the good stuff
what
happens when
the
you're 20.
Stories?
I shouldn't have been out drinking in the first place because I was only 20.
Right.
And, you know, Prince is always hot. So, you know, but he was like really top of the radio.
Oh, that was back in our days. Yes, yes.
It was way back. And I'm like,
way back when.
Okay, I'm out partying. Because I used to have a thing for going out to gay clubs because they were just like a lot more fun than straight ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
being that I was,
yeah.
yeah, especially since I worked at a bar anyway, so I didn't get off of work till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning anyway.
Yeah,
actually,
and
I'm sorry,
be open
I got
later.
Off of work at 4. I got off at 4 in the morning. So
sometimes I did too, yeah.
Yeah, clubs in Atlanta stay open till like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'm out in the club 5:30 in the morning partying up because I'm at a club that is open 24 hours. And I'm partying up to about 9, you know, drunk as hell. You know, you go home with the shades on and you're still drunk. And
yeah.
meet this guy who I swear to God, the night before he really did look like Prince. And this is part of the reason why nobody stays over, okay?
Did
so
you ask him to sing Purple
up?
Rain for you?
I didn't make him do that, but it was just like, oh, my God, he's so hot, he's so hot. And we go back to my room, and, you know, do the do whatever. And next morning I wake up, and I roll over, and I'm like, what the fuck? This guy did not look anything like Prince.
Did he have a Jerry curl?
Yes, it did. And he totally, like, asked me for my eyeliner that morning when I'm trying to get him out of my house.
Oh, my God.
He needed a blow dryer and my eyeliner, and I'm like, oh, my God, this was just horrible. And I remember as I was, like, literally, like, ushering him out of the house, you know, I'm literally, like,
yeah.
so bad about it. I'm, like, standing outside waiting for him to leave to get out of my house, you know. And he goes to give me his number, and he was like, well, let me get your number. I'm like, you know what? I'll call you. And I just looked at that number.
My
no, I'm not giving you my number, but I'll call you.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. I love it. Okay, so a Prince wannabe ended up in your household. That's nice.
Yes, yes. From
nice.
Now on, well, I say from now on, from that day forward, nobody spends the night. Because once I sober up, I don't want to see your face.
Right. Well, you know what? That's one thing. I there was only a couple times, but I was actually in my 30s, and I would,
mm-hmm.
like, bring somebody home. Only a couple times, but I was always so scared they were going to come back and stalk me or something. I was like, mm-hmm. okay, you know what? No, no, we're going to go get a room. No, let's just, yeah, we'll pay for a room. And I will, okay, here's a drunken moment. And this one happened when I first moved to San Diego. And really, really good girlfriend of mine, she's a flight attendant. And I'm not going to say for which baseball team, but from the East Coast. And in James area, we'll just go there. We'll just say in the James area. And so the whole ball team, she calls me and she's like, hey, Sammy, I'm in San Diego, you know, just for the night. Do you want to come down and party? You know, the ball team's here. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Pick up the webcam, get in my car, and I drive downtown. I'm dressed all cute, and I meet up with her. And she goes, okay, we're going to go down to this other bar. And we're down in Gaslamp. And she goes, we're going to go down to this other bar, and the whole ball team's there. And I was like, oh, how many guys? She goes, I think there's probably going to be about 20 to 25 of them. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm in heaven. All right, I'm in like Flynn. We're going to hit a home run on this one. So go in, and I see a lot of the ball players, and you know, some of them were all right. And then there's a few hot ones, and then there is this really hot guy. And I wasn't drunk yet. And I was, like, totally being a little, you know, standoffish. And I was like, no, I'm just not feeling it. And this guy, he just kept coming up and talking to me. And I'm like, huh, a couple more drinks. I'm like, all right, he's getting a little hotter, and I'm getting a little horny. And I'm just like, okay, all right, this is going to happen. And he's like, do you want to go back to my room? And I was like, oh, perfect. Now I'm taking him back to my place. So, oh, my God, this poor guy. I am not even going to say his name or the ball team. I have seen some small penises in my life.
Oh, God! I had a feeling.
Oh, this man was fucking hot. And I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? I was like, oh, no, it gets even better, okay? Not only was he itty-bitty, but he was not circumcised, and he was full of fur.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, gross. Oh,
yeah,
I need to drink on that one.
I'm telling you what, I was like he got
going down on that.
Oh, he got totally butt naked, and I was like, hey, darling, I said, do you mind if we order a couple drinks to the room? So he has a bottle brought up to the room, and I'm thinking, okay, if this is going to happen, you better get me fucking drunk, because I ain't going down on that.
So true. This is so true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
And then you realize that you're really going to have to put on some acting skills for this one, too.
Yeah, but it didn't work for me. It did not work for me. I've got great acting skills, but that one was a moment I could not act to. I was just not into it. I was like, this is not happening today. I was like, I don't care how drunk I am. And I literally acted like I passed out on the poor guy.
No,
not on him,
you actually did.
Yes,
oh, my God. You pulled the I passed out thing?
Uh-huh. I pulled the passed out card. Yeah, it was the passed out card.
Because the thing about it is after that point when you're that disappointed, you're not really even drunk anymore. You lose the high.
Oh, you do. You do. You totally
you completely lose
that.
It, and there's nothing you can do to bring it back.
Right. And I think if the dude would have been a little like passionate and like into the kissing and this and that, I think that might have worked for me, but no, that didn't work out so well. Not
too
much.
That is too funny.
Okay,
and I hate to say
turn.
Almost every girl has had that small thing situation
experience.
Happen and we all handle
right.
it differently.
Yeah. I've got another one, but it's your turn.
Oh my gosh. No, okay, so I have learned that, well, I haven't learned my lesson yet, and one day I'm going to learn it. I've just learned to deal with the embarrassment later. I should not be around my phone when I'm drunk. And the worst thing about it is it's not just like randomly calling people. I have certain numbers, like ex-boyfriends and stuff like that. Their numbers are still stuck in my head. And I'm like, 15 years later, you still haven't changed your phone number? You know I can call you when I'm drunk and cuss you out. Because I'm one of those people, I'll call, you know, don't let me be drunk and thinking about how much you pissed me off 20 years ago or something. And I'll just call, I'll randomly call, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know this number, da-da-da. Let's see if he's actually home. I know he's still single. So and I'm usually right on that one. I'm like, yeah, you're still single, aren't you? Knew it.
Oh, my gosh. That's, you know, that's one thing I've never really... If I do drunk dialing, it's usually to call and be stupid on the phone. But when I – and see, my problem is when I break up with somebody or say if somebody broke up with me, I'm like, you're fired. It's done. It's over. Like I – for some – I don't know how I do it, but I put it in my brain. Like we never even were together to begin with. So if I drunk dial, it'd be like me drunk dialing you. And be like, what's up, girlfriend? You'd be like, really, Sammy? It's a fucking 6 o'clock in the morning here and 3 o'clock in the morning there. Why are you fucking calling me?
See, that's my drunk texting. My drunk texting turns into sex text and what's up? How you doing?
Oh,
guess what I'm doing
right
now.
I used to do the sexting. Oh, I used to do the sexting. I'd be like, so wish you were in my bed right now. Oh, my God, I'm so horny. I need you now.
Yes.
And then I wake up
but
in the morning.
How about the next morning when you don't remember it?
You don't remember, and then you get a text message like halfway through the day saying, why did you text me last night? Well, what were you doing? Do you realize what time it was?
Oh, see, I don't get that. I get the text message, well, hey, baby, I like you too, da-da-da-da, and this was fun, and we should get to do that sometime. I'm like, who the hell is this? Why are you texting me? And then I have to go back to my text messages. Oh, that's why you're texting me, not answering.
That's funny when you bring up the texting, because I had somebody text me over the weekend and was like, hey, how are you doing, this and that. And I'm like, and I don't even know the phone number. I still don't know who it is. And they're like, hey, is it okay if I call you? And I don't even know if it was a girl or a guy. I was like, I am so not responding to this because this number is not saved in my phone. Like, who the hell got a hold of my number? I'm like, if one of my sex monsters sold my phone number, I'm going to blow you up. Coming after your ass. I just got a new scope for the new rifle.
Oh, God. Watch out, people. Watch
out. I know.
Out.
Watch out. Sammy's on the loose. We got the Sammy sniper on the loose.
I'm going to do a quick shout out to everyone in the chat room. So real quick.
Oh, do.
Hi. I think it's what? Beat Don, making beats. How you doing, honey? And we also have Dietrich Jackson in the chat room. How you doing? Everybody's just listening. I know you all are sitting there laughing at us because we're laughing.
I know.
Us,
they're probably laughing their asses off.
And I'm sure you have some of the same stories.
Oh, my gosh. I know. They need to call in with some stories. Mm-hmm. They don't even, we won't even say your name. If you guys call in right now, 646-595-4038, we will not even say your name. Just call in.
But since we're not going to say your name, make it a really good one.
Yeah, you know what? Make it one of the biggest fish stories you've ever had. Like, seriously. Like, you give us something good. Come on, James. Oh, you know what? James is here. James, I know you got something to talk about. We need a drunk story from James. You know
you
got one.
Like, have you ever, like, never done this? But I'm curious if I'm the only person who's done this.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, because I used to go to Miami a lot when back in the day, you know, back in my 20s, back when it was, like, really popping off, you know. And they knew me in all the clubs. Like, you know, I didn't even stand in line back then. But
nice.
I was, oh, yeah, I didn't stand in line. That's how much I partied. the line would be wrapped around the club, and I would just walk right up and be like, hey, you know me.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, come on in. You're always fun.
Right.
But I am about 20, because, you know, that was like 21, 22, something like that, 23.
Yeah.
So I go back to this. I went to Miami with my sisters, actually, because they had just, I was in my 30s at this time, and they had just turned 21. So I'm like going to Miami, and I'm like, hey, look, you know what? Let's go to this club. I remember back in the day I used to go to this club. And let's just go pop into this club because this is a really cool club. And I'm not going to say which one, but the club has been there for probably 50 years. But it's a really hot club. And we go in. And actually, no, I didn't even know what, I didn't even recognize the club is what happened. And she's like, let's go in this club. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's go in the club. And I'm sitting there, and I order a drink, and I start looking around, and I go, oh, shit, I've been here before. I remember dancing on that table over there. Oh, my God, I remember taking off my top over there. You know what? Can we leave in a little while? Because I don't know if they remember me.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, my God, I've been here before.
I have, you know, I have done that. I've accidentally done that to where I have been into a place and didn't realize that the bartender was somebody that I had had fun with. And I walked in, and I'm having a great time, and I guess I blew the dude off, and he had been calling me and calling me, and he's like, how come I went up to order a drink? And he's like, so you didn't return any of my calls for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, don't you remember? And I'm like, remember what? And he goes, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we, and I'm like, I think you have the wrong girl. And he's like,
oh
no,
my God.
I don't have the wrong girl. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm like, yeah, I've done that.
And then, but then I go to the bathroom with my girlfriends and I come back out and I'm like, you know, and I'm at, and I, so I pull it out of my ass. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I do remember. And I'm just like going with the flow and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was the most amazing time I've ever had. To this day, I still don't even freaking remember. It was a freaking bar downtown Seattle, and I do not remember. And if we're getting any calls, I just got kicked off of the Blog Talk Radio site, so I'm going to log back in. So everybody just bear with me. I'm logging back in. So if I have callers that are waiting to be put through.
Okay, you still see us? You're still on
that
the board
is weird.
Here.
Yeah, I just
and
got
I can hear you. You're still
side.
On the board.
Yeah. This is
weird.
Okay, let me,
yeah.
It is weird.
You know,
well,
while you're
because
logging
I'm
back
calling from my phone, too.
Ah. Well, while you're on the board, I'll say, you know, you just says hi to me and, you know, oh, you're getting off of work. You know, I didn't have to worry about delays this morning because I work from home. Lucky, lucky me.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the best?
I know it is. It's like, I hate to say it to you guys, but I am still in my PJs.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's okay. You don't have to. I'm not hating you because I'm still in mine.
Still in my PJs. Glass of wine. Bra is off. I did get up. Actually, I did get up this morning and go. And
you don't have on
bills.
A bra either? I don't even. I don't have one on either.
No bra. I like
oh
to
my
do my.
God.
I like to do
I
the radio
it.
Show braless. It makes me feel free.
Right?
Yeah, everyone is like, oh, my God, they've, now they've totally got, like, this image in their head of both of us. I do have a shirt on, though.
I have on a shirt, too, just no bra. Titties
yeah.
are free.
Just no bras.
That,
titties
yeah.
are free. I need to be free when I talk about things, you know?
Right. Okay, speaking
I do my best
talk.
Work commando.
Oh, my land. Oh, and speaking of, I am commando, too. Like,
totally commando.
So I have to bring up something. I know this isn't the webcam show, but I just have to bring this up. Because last night I had an amazing experience with this couple that turned on their webcam last night. And it was the first time they'd ever done this. And I love it when I have new couples that are curious about webcam and they, you know, want to just kind of see what it's all about. And they were so goddamn cute. And they were actually, you know, they're kind of hot. The wife was like, you know, she was pretty cute. And I'm like, this is fun. And they actually had the nerve to turn their webcam on. And and they were drinking. And I had a cocktail. And, you know, we were cheersing through the camera and whatnot. And he was so nervous. This poor husband. And I was like, dude, just take another shot. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. He's like, I've never done this before. He goes, it's my wife's idea. I'm just really, really, you know, curious about it.
That's a
great
idea.
Oh, you know what? It's the best way to have
a threesome.
I guess you could. Yeah, because if you're really nervous about it, but you're curious about doing it, it's probably like the easiest way for a couple to break into it. And they're like, we've been watching you for a little while because your personality and this and that. I was like, oh, that's so awesome, yada, yada, yada. And so so he's like, well, okay, let's go ahead and get this thing started. And I was like, okay. I said, what are you not into? And he goes, well, I don't know. And I was like, huh. I was like, all right. I said, well, do you like anal sex? And and he goes, you mean giving? I said, well, yeah, giving and receiving. He's like, well, he goes, I need another shot. It takes another shot. And like a couple minutes later, he's like, well, I said, oh, you like to take it up the butt, don't you? Oh,
okay,
my God.
I'm blushing right now.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I got this couple so hot and steamy that, you know, after a few cocktails, he was ready to go. He laid back, let his wife put some yum-yums in his bum-bums, and she gave him the best BJ, and he, like, literally came within less than 2 minutes. And he sat up and he looked at me. Yeah, he goes, whoa. And I was like, I guess I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, my gosh. So this is why I'd never be good. Okay, and people are like, don't understand this, but I have to admit, I can't talk dirty. I'm not a dirty talker. I get embarrassed very
easy.
I get embarrassed extremely easy. I know. I get embarrassed extremely easy. Yes. Now, been drinking, and, you know, we're in the middle of it. I may say some stuff, but... trust me, I don't remember it the next day. But
oh, my gosh.
But I
am
really,
like,
I'm like, oh,
horrible.
My God, please don't make me say that. I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to say that, you know.
So if I asked you right now to say that you want to lick my yummy vagina,
no.
You wouldn't say that to me? Really?
No, not saying it. I am
very
easily.
Wow, okay, everybody, did you
very
guys
easy.
That? Did you guys hear Miss Sarah Devine, how embarrassed she gets? So, oh, my gosh.
I
know.
This is why you always hear the laugh, because I embarrass very easily. But that's the only time that's the only thing I get embarrassed about. Other times, like people, because I'm very forward sometimes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I can be a very, very forward person, but I'm forward without like talking dirty and like say, and it usually is liquid like, courage at some point.
Oh my God!
I've never like, oh my God, you're so forward, but I don't talk dirty. It's just
how
me. Yeah.
I never ever would have thought that with you because you're so sexual and sensual and. You, it's just, you know, you're just, you have all this sexiness about you. I never
thank
would have thought
you.
That.
Oh, yep,
wowzers.
We'll turn completely beat this. As black as I am, we'll turn completely beet red. And be like, oh my God, did you really just say that? You're like, oh, I love you, giggle. I'm like, yeah, that's hiding the fact that I'm not going to say that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, in that department, we're so similar. You and I are so similar, but in that department, we're completely opposite. I'll take care of all the dirty talk for you. You have nothing to worry
okay,
about.
I'll
I got
just
that
do it.
Down. I got that down to a T. I got that down.
So this is why I could never do webcam, because I can't talk dirty.
No, you know what? Your personality is what would sell you 10 times more than a girl who can talk really, really dirty. Just
okay.
saying. Well, yeah.
Okay,
it's not,
I can do that then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's all about the fun, about the fun.
I love that. Now, I love implying things, you know, and that's what makes it great when you're at a bar. You can imply so many things and say
oh,
things
my
without
goodness.
Actually talking dirty.
Right?
You can just literally imply it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I didn't actually say that, but, you know, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, and not only that, but when you're out, it's like women have a way with body language and just the look of our eyes and just
that
little
come
things
look,
that we
yeah
yeah come hither and slither in me.
Oh my God, see, there she goes.
It doesn't take much to get me going. I mean, I can like wake up at 6 a.m. and somebody calls me on my sex line and I just start talking dirty. I'm just like, I don't know. I love it. I love. Maybe this should be the dirty talk line. No, I'm kidding.
I know. Like, I can't even. I think I can text dirty to a point, but then it's like, okay, I've run out of things to say. let me let a picture point 1,000. You know, say 1,000 words at this point because I can't say anything else without embarrassing
oh my God,
myself
I'm,
now.
I am so bad. I could like just go on for hours. Like I could write. A whole book on just if somebody was to start talking to me, if anybody brought up a topic, then I could just start going on and on and on and make it into this fabulous, like, sex story, which is insane.
Oh.
It's crazy. I don't know how the hell.
God.
Where does that come from?
I can write dirty, but it's not my words when I'm writing. It's just my thoughts, and it's not really, you know, I'm writing in someone else's words, but it's not really me. Oh, my gosh. Okay, have you ever had any, like, okay, I hate to say this, but this just came to mind really quickly.
Okay, good.
It's so funny. This came to mind. Okay, all of us have done it at least once or twice, even though we should not ever, ever freaking do it. It's a very, very bad thing. And now, especially when you get older, you always have money for a cab now. And there's no excuse.
Oh, no.
Driven home drunk and realized you should have never gotten that car.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Never,
done
ever,
it.
Ever,
been
ever.
There, done that.
And I'm not condoning it because it's just wrong.
It's beyond wrong, and it's scary.
It's beyond wrong.
Yeah, because when you think about it, the next day, when you wake up and you're somewhat sober and
you're so ashamed.
Yeah, not only that, but then you think, how the fuck did I get home? And you look outside and your car is sitting there. That's, not good. Yeah.
No.
Been there, done that.
You should never, ever do it, but everyone has done it at least once. And I'm one of those people now that if I'm going out, and I know I'm going to be going out, because I already, you know, there's a certain age where you go, I know I'm going to go out and get drunk tonight. So I'm putting cab money. I'm not even driving. I'm putting cab money in my wallet. You know, this money does not get spent on drinks tonight. This money will be my cab for your home.
Right, or I call my friends, and I'm like, you pick me up, you take me, and I'll take a cab home because your dumbass is going to drive drunk.
I've actually had to take the keys away from people before when I was, like, completely sober and been like, you know what? They're like, oh, I'm going to drive. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. You are not driving. And actually, I had an argument with someone in a bar. I was like, you're not driving. I'm not letting you drive. Forget it. Not happening, taking the keys. And I was like, and if you do drive, I'm not getting in the car with you. I will find another way home. And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, I'm dead freaking serious. Not driving.
Yep.
I had one experience where I was driving, and I should not have been driving. And I was coming home because I worked at a bar. This is, again, in 20s. There's something about the 20s.
It is. And
you do really stupid stuff. And I drove home, and I hit a couple of curbs on the way home. I don't even know how I got home. I know how I got home because I was sober enough to realize that I shouldn't be driving. I was still trying to drive anyway. Lost, like, 3 hubcaps. Next morning.
Oh my gosh! So you did ghetto driving. So like you did the ghetto home.
I think what really got me was like the next morning I realized, you know, when you're in your 20s, you don't want your car to look bad.
Right.
The next day I was like, oh damn, I got to go buy hubcaps because I can't drive with my car looking like this. And when unfortunately, my particular car, you couldn't just like go to a junkyard and get more hubcaps.
Uh-huh.
I'd actually order them from the dealership. And it cost me so much money. I was like, I'm never doing that again. Of course, I did do it one more time. But I was like, you know what? In the end, that was cheaper than ending up with a DUI, which you should have had last night.
Oh, seriously, right? Oh, my gosh.
So, but yeah, never, ever drive. I mean, and then you think about, like, when you're really, really drunk and you don't remember how you got there.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to yourself, oh, my God, what if something had happened and I had hurt somebody? How would I be able to live with that? Hate to go, bad. But sometimes you have to consider that, because I know a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm not drunk. I'm just a little tipsy. Tipsy is enough. tipsy is enough. Do not drive.
Oh, my gosh. I could totally get into bar stories, but I don't want to like, depress everybody. But, yeah, I've had from bartending and all that. Oh, my Lanta. I've had plenty of those times. Oh, here, let me chime James in. Oh, boy. This is going to take a turn down. I think this is going to go down.
Guys.
Route 6. This is going to go down Route 69. James is coming on the line. Hello, darling.
Purple rain.
Oh, my God. No,
I know he's teasing me about this for the rest of my life. Trust me, I have a couple of friends who will still be teasing me on that one. They're like, really? And one of them was with me, and they were like, no, that dude did not look good.
I didn't want to be your weekend lover.
That line especially. By the way, very great exclusive from Sammy. Who knew Alex Rodriguez has a small penis? Who knew this? Wow, congrats, Sammy. you had sex with Alex Rodriguez.
You know, I would go for
A-Rod
Jeter.
Has a small A-Rod. Yeah.
I would go for Jeter before I'd ever even think about letting that person come near me.
In my devious mind, I wish that was true.
Allegedly, this didn't really happen.
Okay.
It was David Wright from the Mets. That's what it was. David Wright from the Mets. That's what it was.
It was the Mets, but it wasn't David Wright. He was of another.
Oh, we got the team. Now we just got to narrow him down.
He got the team. Yes. He was of another nationality.
It was Carlos Delgado. That's what it was. Carlos Delgado from the New York.
No, he wasn't Hispanic.
Oh, it was a white guy.
No, he wasn't white. I said another nationality.
Yeah, I got to talk to my brother real quick. I was like, okay, who's...
So I was expecting, okay, this guy's, you know, I'm thinking he's going to have a big, you know, big old yummy yummies, and no yummies. It was like, where did the yummies go?
Wow, I got to think, who can this be? Wow, so that means Willie Randolph has a small penis, the former manager of the New York Mets. Wow.
No, it wasn't a manager. It was a player.
Wow, it was a black guy. That's what it was. It was a black guy.
No, he was black.
No. Don't answer anymore. He's going to narrow it down.
But anyway, fascinating story. Special public service announcement to all guys out there. Listen, this is 2015. Groom your junk, okay?
Yes,
you want
yes
women
please.
To be nice and shiven? Do the same, all right? You don't have to be as bald as a baby's penis, but at least have it shiven a little. You know,
you don't
nice
have to be as bald as I am. Just make sure
you
clean
it. You can just trim it down
junk
a little.
Yeah.
Just trim it. Some.
You can take some scissors and trim it down a little.
Yeah. Don't make it look like a cactus, okay? Don't have it look like a cactus or anything like that, right?
And not only that, but you can make an appointment with me and Sierra, and we'll gladly come over and do it for you.
I won't. Oh, wait a minute. No, I won't.
Okay, I will.
I will send him to my waxer.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I'll do it.
Ouch.
I will send you to the girl who waxes me.
I remember that.
Were you?
I remember that.
You can always put
Bigelow
a price
I'm
on
not
something.
Doing that. and after you go to her once, you will always do it yourself after that.
Fuck yeah! Fuck that! Hell no!
Hell no!
I've had where my lady has shaved me, which is kind of hot. I've had that happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, that is hot. When you're in a relationship, I've done that before. I haven't. No, I've let them do it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, that's always hot when a guy shaves you.
See? Because
he's got to be the sober one.
Oh, my lanta. Yeah, no drunken shaving.
No drunken shaving.
I've had that happen. I had,
wow.
Ooh, that hurt. It was painful. It was,
ouch.
Well, it wasn't painful at the time because we were both drunk, but the next day when I woke up.
The next day.
It was, like, well, because, you know, you just don't think about it and, like, everything's good to go. And the next day
you
I go to get in the
when
shower.
You've been drinking.
Yeah.
No. There's no pain.
Damn, what the hell are you at? We have Patron or something? Jesus Christ.
You feel no pain when you... It doesn't matter what you're drinking. You feel no pain when you've been drinking. It's like, oh,
no, it feels good. It's like
she
you
probably
can,
laughed it off.
It's so funny.
Oh, like, oh, yeah, you can drink that, there. It's okay. I'm good.
I'm bleeding. Maybe I'll lose a quarter blood. Uh-huh. I mean, seriously, haven't you watched those Western movies before they cut off somebody's arm? They always give them a couple of shots of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right?
You don't feel
like
as much
war.
Pain before.
Yeah. Back in the Civil War, they did that.
Yeah, have a couple of shots of whiskey and bow down on this.
Yeah. Why don't you shoot me at the head while you're at it? We're going to chop off your arm now. So here, bite this bullet and just hold on. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, that brings up another story.
Ooh,
oh,
go ahead,
tell me. I want to hear.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm just asking. Have you ever, like, had a drunken night? Speaking of which, before I say it real quick, you know this weekend, as James knows, I had to babysit some drunks, and I was completely freaking sober.
Really?
Seriously? I got to drive in the freaking snow on a Saturday to come and pick your ass up?
Oh, no. That happened?
You were supposed to be here 6 hours ago.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, my God.
So, just saying, you know, I was like, I can't believe I have to do, but I was like, you know, it's probably payback for the many times that I've done the same thing, so I'm not that bad. But have you ever, like, the next day after you've been drinking, woken up with bruises and cuts and you don't know where they came from?
Nah, not me.
I have bruise on my leg.
Yeah, I have.
Damn. Wow.
Or it's something like hitting, you know, because you can't walk straight, so you're hitting things, you know?
Right.
I like to hope so.
Oh.
Now hit me again. Oh, that's so good. Yes.
No,
yes.
I know you have, like, gotten drunk and woke up the next morning and been like, what's this cut on my finger from? Or, you know, what's this bruise on my arm?
I get bruises
when I'm
sober. I don't know how I got there.
I will say my Vegas trip. Every year when I go to Vegas for the AVN, I do have one of those moments because I'll go to one of the after parties and get a little tossed up, and then walking back, you know, when you're wearing anywhere from 6 to 8 inch heels and you're walking back to the car or walking to your room, something is bound to happen.
Yes.
Oh, no.
The slip and fall.
Oh, boy.
You know you should have taken those heels off before you walk.
Right. Well, okay, here. I got a really good drunk story for you.
Go.
Go. He's like, yeah, I want to hear this. Okay, so there was one time, and I wasn't in band camp. There was one time.
And this was, I love that.
This was probably about 3.5 years ago. I had met this certain person who's has a good name up in the Hollywood industry. And had gone over.
We're gonna go with Charlie.
Bruce Willis.
Charlie.
Just to make it more interesting, we're not saying simply Charlie.
We'll say it's Charlie.
I say Bruce Willis. Go ahead.
No, okay. Charlie's the better one because you know it's a good story.
No, we don't want Bruce. No, Bruce Willis would be too boring for me. He wouldn't be able to keep up with me. No. So we'll just go with it. We'll say his name is Charlie. Okay, so Charlie had been over in Europe, and Charlie came back over here to the States, and he had called me. He's like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And I said, well, it sounds like it's going to be you coming down to San Diego. So he comes down to flies down from L.A. to San Diego and goes to Hard Rock, gets a room or a little suite thingy. It was freaking gorgeous. And so I go over there. We have dinner, drink, lots of drinks and wine and drinks and wine. I think we ate
How
dinner.
Many bottles?
Not quite sure. I know, but it was like 4 bottles of wine. And
yeah, it's usually bottles.
99 bottles of wine on the wall.
Okay. So we go up to the room, and by this time I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's get this shit on. We're like, we order a bottle up to the room. And
go ahead.
So he goes into the bathroom. Charlie goes into the bathroom. He's Make sure it's coconut oil. It works the best.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So he goes in the bathroom. He's like doing whatever he's doing, I guess, you know, probably breaking out the coconut oil, brushing his teeth, whatever.
I was going to say bringing out the coconut oil. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
he made his own
right there.
And then he made his own coconut oil.
Okay, so he comes out, and I've got a glass of champagne in my hand, and I'm jumping up and down on the bed naked, just having a blast, okay?
He comes out naked,
and he gets right to the bed. Right when he gets to the bed, I misfoot it. I fall off of the bed. I didn't lose the champagne, but I broke my fucking ankle.
What?
No! Oh my God!
Wow!
Yes. I kept the champagne from spilling. It was a freaking one of those craziest moments that you see on TV, like the dumb bitch keeps the champagne up but doesn't worry about her ankle. Yeah, that was me. And
that is a classic
better.
Movie moment.
Oh no, this gets even better. This is porn. Yeah. This is like a porn gone wrong. Okay, so I'm so intoxicated, I don't realize my ankle's broken.
That's what I was going to ask.
Not only do we have sex, but we have anal sex, and we're going to town and just having a blast. And then, So then I try to fall asleep, and I wake up in this excruciating pain, and I look down at my ankle, and it's the size of a freaking elephant foot, and it's black and purple and So we had to call.
Poor Charlie. Did you call the hotel doctor?
Well, they didn't have a hotel doctor. I had to go to the emergency room, and he had to catch a flight.
The hotel always has a doctor.
There was no doctor.
Have a couple more drinks until you go to the hospital. That's what you find.
It was the Hard Rock, and they had no hotel doctor, and they said, we have a car downstairs waiting for you. Here's a wheelchair. That was the most painful experience I've ever had. Yeah.
Wow.
Please tell me you saw him again after that.
We talked a few times on the phone, but I was like...
Yes.
That's a yes.
You never got that call again.
I just told him, I never saw him again. I told him, I said,
really?
You know,
okay.
I said, that was quite the painful experience.
Well, what painful?
I said, good luck.
Wasn't like he did it to you.
at that time he wanted something I didn't want, and like that whole it was that whole get serious kind of thing at that time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he wanted something serious. Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm just having fun. I just wanted to break bones and get fussed, that's all.
Well, that mission accomplished by you, darling. Yeah.
See, James, you were thinking,
and you know what?
He wanted something I didn't want. It's usually he wanted to get serious, and we didn't.
Right?
It happens. Most guys don't realize that happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
Seriously, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this before I have to go, because it's almost time to go bye-bye. Thank God you didn't end up being on 1,000 Ways to Die, because that would have been a
no.
Stupid way
what
to die.
What you should have been on was I ended up in the emergency from having sex.
That's true.
Have you
That's
seen
a good
that
one.
Show?
That's a better one. That's a better one. Either way, good point.
They did not. Honestly, when I told the doctors, they asked me what happened. They did not believe me at first. I said, no, really. I said, this just happened. Like, literally just happened.
Tune in next week and sex send me to the ER.
Sex
send
me
Sammy
to the
Brooks,
ER, yeah.
And she tells you a story you would not believe, and how did she get to the operating room. Tune in next week.
I was a trooper. I worked on webcam. I had my crutches next to my bed, and I was on webcam for 6 weeks with a broken ankle. I was a trooper.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're a trooper. You're a big trooper.
Well, that time.
I'm glad you called.
That's awesome. You have to do a part two of this. This is too good just for one show.
Definitely. Yeah, we've got so many stories. And Melissa, which, she's my co-host next Monday.
Next week. Yeah.
She has no clue. I'm going to tie her into this next Monday. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know she's going to have some stories. Saw some fun.
Cool.
This will be fun.
Cool.
So anyway, thank you, James. You're absolutely awesome. And if anybody out there listening has not met James yet, you better listen to his show every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here on Dot House Radio for the Benchwarmers Live Show. And his co-host is the absolute amazing, sexy Alana Evans, 2015 Hall of Famer.
AVN Hall of Famer,
Yes. Yes, it's
absolutely.
sports and sex and sports and all that other stuff. Oh, did I say sex and sports? I mean.
And whatever else. Anything goes besides sports. Yes, and these two lovely ladies are basically guest co-hosts when they're able to fill in if I need them. You know,
that's
so,
right. Yes,
so
they've
been a part of the sports extravaganza where anything goes. That's awesome. Well, I thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
Oh, well, thank you. You all have a great day. And next time, I'm going to tell my stories. I didn't get a chance to tell my stories. So.
I know. You were supposed to start off with that, silly.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just, you know, what can I say? I'm Radio 101, you keep them in suspense until the next show.
But not for that long. Okay, now you have to come back next week and start off with your story.
No doubt.
Yes.
I will. I'll call next week, I promise.
Okay.
All right, James. This is Sunny.
Bye, lady.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, Sierra, I absolutely adore you. You are so much fun. I'm so glad we do this show together. So why don't you give it so much fun. It is fun because we're just, like, totally laid back and just talk about whatever. And we go from one way to the next. It's, like, all over. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
So give all these yummy listeners your shout-outs to where they can find you, sexy.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You can find me everywhere. I just said I've even added more social networks to my list. But I'm just going to give
you
one thing in particular. You can also find me on Dollhouse Radio on Friday nights at 11 p.m. on The Down Low. I'm the host of The Down Low at 11 p.m. And speaking of co-hosts, Alana Evans is also my co-host on The Down Low on Friday night. So she's just everywhere, too. So, and then you can also follow me on Twitter under Sierra Divide, D-E-V-I, and Facebook, and Google+, and all the other places you can think of. I'm probably there. Pinterest, everything. I'm there.
Love it. And
or at your local bar. No, I'm just kidding.
At your local bar, and maybe you can find me falling off a bed, breaking my ankle. No, I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can catch me again this Thursday evening. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got a tickle in my throat.
Choke it out.
Right? That's what he said.
Yeah.
Holy biscuits, Batman. I don't even smoke. Oh, my gosh. That's, like, not good. Anyway, you can catch me this Thursday evening live here on Dollhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern with me and Sage Montana for the webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And then also tune in this Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, for my featured cam show on camcity.com. It is 1 hour of pure out, no holds barred, whatever, at all. Like, I go all out. It's very wet and fun and fantabulous. So make sure you tune in to that. And then, yeah, next Monday I will be back right here from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And on that note, we love you guys, and I'm going to end the show with our sexy Alana Evans with her fabulous song, Perfect, and Miss Sierra Divide, you're absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for joining
me
today.
Thank you.
Kisses, darling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, bye.
Bye.